Report, Omnibus Bill to Include Electoral Count Act that was crafted in response to January 6. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on December 19, 2022. The omnibus spending bill will include the Electoral Count Reform and Presidential Transition Improvement Act, a bill that was drafted in the wake of the January 6 Capitol riots to amend the Electoral Count Act of 1887 and change the process for members of Congress to object to the certification of a presidential election, The Washington Post reported on Monday. On January 6, 2021, 147 Republican lawmakers objected to the certification of the 2020 presidential election results in a process disrupted by riots at the U.S. Capitol. However, shortly after the events of January 6, lawmakers got together to draft legislation that would change how lawmakers could object to an election's results. Currently, only one member from the House and Senate is required to object to an elector or slate of electors. Under the Senate version of the bill, sponsored by Senators Susan Collins, Armey, and Joe Manchin, DWV, one-fifth of lawmakers from both chambers of Congress would be required to disrupt the certification process. The House version, written by Reps. Liz Cheney, RY, and Zoe Lofgren, DCA, would raise the threshold required to disrupt the certification process to one-third members of both chambers. The bill would also ensure that the vice president's role during the certification process is strictly ceremonial. The Electoral Count Reform Act is supported by Democrat Senate Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, and Republican Senate Leader Mitch McConnell, RKY. Our bipartisan bill is backed by election law experts and organizations across the ideological spectrum and a broad cross-section of senators from both parties, Collins and Manchin said in a joint statement in September. We will keep working to increase support for our legislation that would correct the flaws in this archaic and ambiguous law. Last week, Schumer said he expected the Electoral Reform Act to be included in the omnibus bill as one of many priorities both sides want to see passed into law. Collins similarly remained optimistic last week that the Electoral Reform Act would be included in the omnibus bill. Now, Collins reportedly announced on Monday that she was delighted the bill would be included in the omnibus spending package, calling its inclusion very significant, The Washington Post reported. The Electoral Reform Act is just the latest bill not related to government spending that is being included in the omnibus spending package at the last minute. The text of the omnibus spending bill was expected to release on Monday. However, a Dem-on-Dem conflict about the location of the FBI headquarters is reportedly delaying the release of the bill. Jordan Dixon Hamilton is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at dixonhamilton@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter.